It's time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Old Chicago in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Cal Friedman.
It's another Monday, last Monday show of January. Welcome into Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. Cal Freeman, so happy you're joining us. Colin Wolf is back in the KWKR studio. Got a busy night tonight. We'll have four separate sections of guests coming in. We will lead it off with bowling. It was a huge meet this weekend. We welcome on head coach Kip Nichols. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. We're excited about getting out of town this weekend and going out and seeing the competition that's out there. And you know, we're ready to get back into our league play, too. Mother Nature's kind of hindered us a little bit over the last couple of weeks, so we're excited to get going again.
You guys and everybody else here these last couple of weeks, but it's starting to warm up here, which is a good thing. So you're going to Sublette this weekend. You're also going to Wichita. Can I ask for an overall how you're feeling about how these last couple of weeks have been?
Well, you know, I can tell the kids are getting anxious because we would be three or four matches in by this point on a regular weather schedule. And we just haven't got to get out and see anybody or see any competition. We did go to the Bishop Carroll tournament first weekend in January, and I was pleasantly surprised with the way the girls bowled, and a little disappointed in how the boys bowled. But we ran into some mitigating circumstances that kind of run us some issues, and we've talked about that a lot. And I mean, there were 35 teams at that tournament, and the guys finished 6th, the girls finished 11th. So, you know, I would have liked to have seen us finish a little higher on the boys' side for sure, but I was tickled with the girls because we had several girls that were untested in competition. So it was good to kind of get out and see how that was going to go. And so we're just ready to get into our league play, though. And usually by the time we go to the Great Plains Tournament, which is this weekend in Wichita, we've had several of our league matches, and we kind of know where we are as a program, and we're still just not real certain yet. And so I'm excited about getting that opportunity to get out there and get it done. The kids are bowling pretty well. We had a score collection day today, and we had several of them just light the lanes up, and that's encouraging. Tomorrow we get to go down to Sublette. It's one of my favorite houses that we get to bowl in. Dodge City home house is there because they don't have a bowling center in Dodge anymore. And so it gives our kids an opportunity to see what bowling used to be like. You know, natural wood surface, older pin setters, older ball returns, all those kind of things. And you know, traditionally, we've bowled really well down there. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Caden Whitehurst shot 837 down there, set a state record for that year. And so, you know, we've had some success down there. And Steve Schneider, the guy that runs the house down there, does a great job of keeping the center up. And you know, maintenance is good. Pins are good. Everything's good down there. And we have a lot of fun going down there and bowling. So, looking forward to that. We have a rank day on Wednesday, so we could possibly see the lineup shuffle around a little bit. And then Thursday, we'll take off for Wichita, get a practice session in Thursday night, and the ladies will be headed for the bowling center by 7 a.m. Friday morning.
So let's talk a little bit about Thunder Strikes, taking on Dodge City, which is a program you've obviously seen a lot over your tenure. How does that coaching staff kind of prepare for these meets?
Well, you know, Tyson Clark, head coach over at Dodge, he's been there him and I started the same year, so we're 18 years in, and he runs a class act program. He's always been a class act as far as a coach, and you know, they were very fearful for a while that we would lose the Dodge City program once the center closed over in Dodge. But Tyson went out, was tenacious, found a house for them to bowl in, and you know, they've had to modify the way they do things. They practice 2 or 3 days a week versus an every day like we do. But he's made it work, you know, and he's done some other things in the summertime, some developmental leagues with kids. And he comes over here and bowls league here in Garden City. And so he's got some connections over here. And there was even talk at one time that they may come to Garden for their home house. But Steve Schneider down there again at Sublette, so welcoming to them, and they just stayed there, and we hope eventually what comes out of that is Sublette as a 2A or 1A school, whatever they are right now, picks up a bowling program and jumps in, because there are very few small programs out here in Western Kansas, and Holcomb's the one I think of most readily, but they need some people to compete against, kind of at their level. And so it'd be good if that could happen, but we're going to have a good time down at Sublette tomorrow. We always do when we go down there, and it'll be a great way for us to kind of kick off the next 12 to 15 days, because we got a couple of our makeups in that we got to do from our league matches, and got the big tournament this weekend, and so we're definitely going to get into the meat of our schedule now.
You've coached around here for a while. Do you think it helps the bowling culture that you and Dodds go down to Sublette? Maybe you might encourage a program there?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And, the first year they were down there, Steve, the guy that runs the house down there, he's like, oh, man, I would love for Sublette to start a program for my kids are there. And he says, this is what high school bowling is about. I love it. Yeah. Anybody that gets to see it loves it. It's fast paced. It's fun. It's intense. It can be serious. And it gives kids opportunities to participate and compete for their school that may not have those opportunities in other areas because of their skill sets or whatever. And so, we have several kids in our program that don't do anything other than bowling. Now we have a few, like Kylie over here. She's into everything. She does everything. She bowled in our unified state championship team this fall. She plays softball in the spring. She plays club ball in the summer. She used to play some volleyball. She used to play some basketball. She's into everything. And so we have a few of those, but we have probably more that bowling's what they're going to do. So
we'll get to Kylie later on. You mentioned about how this team's kind of anxious because they haven't had too many games. You did get one meet in back on the 11th. You took on Liberal. You took on Holcomb in a dual invitation. What were some of your takeaways from that one?
Yeah, so we're always very wary when you go down to Liberal because the shot has been a little difficult in the past. And we got down there and got into the warm-up part of the session. And we're not crazy about the format. They try to bowl us all at once, and of course, with three teams in there, that meant we had five bowlers to each lane, 10 to a pair, 9 to a pair, whatever it was they worked out for us. So it slows the pace down some. It makes the kids really kind of have to reflect and think about what they're doing, about making good shot selections and stuff. The condition was a little better for us this time. We went in there and we were able to get the ball to move some. That hasn't always been the case down there. And so, we didn't light it up by any means. We shot 24-75, 24-80, something like that, scratch for our three game. But that's respectable. The best part about all that is we found out just shortly before all that our regional is going to be in Liberal this year. So I took this away as – And I promoted it to the kids. I said, look, this is a free practice session for us to be in this format, to be in these conditions with, many bowlers, because when we do the regional event, there'll be 10 schools come in and they'll have to pack us down like that. And so I said, this is a good opportunity for us to kind of get used to that and think about how we're going to handle that when we get on into the regional event, which is February 21st. We tried to stay as positive about it as we could. Kids bowled well in the 10 pin. We stumbled a little bit in the Baker, gave up a point. But that'll happen. It will. Last year we went 96-8 in league play, which I growled about the 8, and I shouldn't, because 96-8 after all is pretty good. But I still growled because I push them. I want them to bowl absolutely the best they can all the time. And if they're exhausted when we're done, then they've done it right. So, it was a good experience. The girls, they got down there and we had a real learning curve there for a little bit. Kylie got on and at first I wasn't sure she'd ever seen a head pin before, but we talked a little bit about it and she got lined up and she went. She got it done and ended up being the hot top individual that day. So she is very, very coachable and can she can translate what she's being told into the lane play, and she does a nice job with that. And so it worked out really good for her and her teammates, all bowled fairly well. So, you know, it was a good first match experience for us, and we were glad to get that under our belts and kind of get on. Of course, Mother Nature had to rear her ugly head, and we had a fun ride home in the bus. But, you know, it's a winter sport. We deal with that. We just keep moving forward if we can.
Talking with bowling coach Kip Nichols, who's joining us here on Buff Talk. Of course, we just talked about the meet in Sublette against Dodge City, but what you're really looking forward to is this huge tournament coming up this weekend at North Rock. You talked in the past about how special a bowling city Wichita is. How excited is this group for this one?
Well, you know, right after we left the center in Wichita, after the Bishop Carroll, the PBA come in, and they had the players open there. And so all the big names in the sport were there and bowling. And, you know, it was fun for me to get to be home on a snow day and get to watch the competition from the finals, because one of our Wichita State kids was in the stepladder, Ryan Barnes. And we see him from around the bowling center from time to time. And his teammate, Brandon Bonta, you know, we used to bowl against him. He was from Northwest. And so we get to see a lot of kids. I think one of our own might have been in the stands, Holly Bridges. She goes to Ottawa, and they were all there watching. So, you know, it's fun for us to get to be close to, I'm going to call it the mecca of bowling, because it really is. I mean, the PBA, Randy Peterson, the announcer for the PBA, he'll be the first to tell you that Wichita is the heart of bowling. And you know, Wichita State University is the preeminent school in the nation, if not the world, for collegiate bowling. And, you know, there's 1,000 kids every year that send a highlight video in to Wichita State trying to get themselves a place on the team. And for us to have several kids that we've competed against in our leagues and in our tournaments, it's pretty special for us, because it tells us just what the caliber of high school bowling is here in Kansas. And so it's good for us to get to go back to Wichita and bowl against some of those future stars for those programs and kind of see where we're at.
You were kind of just alluding to some of the kids that you send off to the Division I, Division II level. How tightly knit is this alumni group?
You know, it's pretty tight. Those kids make lifelong connections. And, you know, there are guys that I coach against. Brian Algren is the one I think of right off the bat. He's at Goddard Eisenhower. He's a two-time past national champion. And you know, him and Corey Rainwater, who's at May South, and you know, Mike Long, who used to be at North, they all bowled collegiately, and they all still kind of they bowl together in league nights and stuff. They, you know, bowling is one of those sports that can be a lifelong connection for people. And so, you know, when I was watching the video, Chris Barnes is sitting there, and then Dave Summers from Wichita Southeast, who's still the coach there after retiring, was sitting next to him. I'm like, oh, there's Dave. Okay. So, you know, it's cool. It's definitely a big family. Bowling's a family atmosphere. The kids get to know the other bowlers, you know. This young guy sitting here next to me, he met this young lady from campus, and he'd been dating her now for, I don't know, year and a half, and he's got a really cute nickname and from her. And so anytime I want to get in his head a little bit, I'll call him the nickname, get him fired up, and away we go. But, you know, it's what bowling's about, connections, you know, getting people together, getting them to compete together and make some friendships, you know. So,
all right. So the personal deals are fully out there right now. We were talking about before we got on air, this is a tournament that features over 30 teams. It's a lot. Who are some of the programs you're really looking forward to see how your team matches up with?
Well, of course, I want to see the Wichita Northwest and Heights. Heights has got a great program right now in Wichita. And looking forward to seeing Junction City. They won the BC. And so looking forward to them being back down there. And I don't think we'll see any of the Kansas City schools. There's a Kansas City school that Olathe school that just absolutely lit it up in league the other day. and we saw those scores and we're thinking, it's been an easy shot, or they must really be good. And so we would like to see some of them out on the road and see how they do outside their home house. And we know we travel well. We usually do pretty well when we're away from home. We do okay at home too, but we bowl on conditions that are maybe a little tougher than most, and that just spells great things for us when we go into Wichita and bowl in those big tournaments.
You've alluded to a couple of the student-athletes that are about to join this show next. I want to ask you a little bit, what stands out about Caden and Kylie before we come on?
Well, you know, Caden, he made the varsity program his freshman year right towards the end. And, you know, probably was scared out of his mind when we went to regionals that year and promptly shot 713 and won the regional championship as a freshman. And, you know, I don't know if at that time he realized what he'd accomplished, because that's no small feat. But, you know, as he's went through the program over these years, he's matured immensely emotionally. He's grown. You know, there's been some times I've seen in the past where he struggled with some things, and this year I've seen you know, he's become this silent leader of this very bunch of talented boys, and it's great for me as a coach to see that happen and watch him progress and get better. You know, my only regret is engineering is far more important to him right now than bowling is. I would love to see him go on and further his bowling career, but I think engineering's going to pay a little better than bowling, so I support that. But yeah, he's in a nice job, and Kylie, you know, she's been involved with so many things, like we talked about earlier, and you know, now as a junior, and we do have a senior on our team, but a couple of them, but she kind of is the one they look to. She's kind of their leader, and she's taken that role and that responsibility, and she's always ready to help her teammates, and that's super important to get kids that get involved with their teammates and help them get better at the game.
All right, can't wait to talk to them in a moment. Maybe we'll figure out what Caden's nickname is from his girlfriend. Thank you so much, Kip Nichols, for joining the show here tonight. Thank Always you. A pleasure to have you on. We're right back here on Buff Talk. We'll have student athletes from the bowling squad, Caden Strasser and Kylie Whitehurst, when we come back.